I am so excited. You guys, it's 5 in the morning. I woke up early to react to 1989 Taylor's version. That's right. That's what we're here to do. Oh my God, I couldn't be more excited. Let's just get right into this. Let's just bring ourselves back to when 1989 originally came out. I think it was around like 2015. I was there, okay? I'm an elder Swiftie. I was there. Taylor had just been like dragged through the mud for like being a serial dater, and she lost the Grammy for Red, and now she comes back and she's like, I'm changing it all up. This is gonna be girl power. If I talk about relationships, that's in the past. All these songs are about relationships in the past. I'm over them. It's just me in New York. And let's start this off with Welcome to New York. We're going to get back into this mindset, this 80s pop synth. I'm so pumped. This album is so, everything. All of the hits are so good. All of the deep cuts are so good. Everything about this album is amazing, and I'm so excited to hear for it. So remember, if you like me, like this channel, go ahead and leave a like, subscribe. Leave a comment. Let me know what other reactions to do, what you want to see, and let's go. That's good. I'm also still waiting for my merch to come in, like my 1989 merch. So I'm still wearing my Evermore merch, but I'm an Evermore stan. Hey. Screen record now. Oh my God, here we go, you guys. You guys! 1989 TV! I'll be honest, Welcome to New York is not a song I listen to a lot. So let's see. Oh my God, so good. We have this. I can't even handle this. Okay, here we go. Oh my God.
Blind me. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you.
Sounds so good. Her vocal sounds so good. I can't. And the production has been recreated perfectly. Go off. Those backing vocals sound like a little different, like a little more enhanced, like intense more with her kind of belting in the back there. Oh, that sounds a little different. Dance to this beat. Oh my God. I'm just going to be saying that's different. The backing vocals. Whoa. Okay. The backing vocals was doing something to me in that song that definitely more powerful than the original, I feel like. That one, like, hit, like, I loved this version so much better because of, like, I don't know, the extra, like, backing vocals of her, like, new vocals now just felt so much more powerful and stronger. I don't know what's happening or what's different. It sounds the same, but also better. How does she keep doing this? And remember, if you want the full unedited reaction to this album, head over to our Patreon, the link in the description. But on YouTube, you know, you have to be cut up for copyrights. Okay. You guys. Also, can we just say, like, how much of a powerhouse this album is right off the bat? Welcome to New York, Blank Space Style, Out of the Woods. Like, right off the bat, all those songs are so intense. Okay. Oh, Blank Space, Taylor's version. Here we go. Here we go. Oh my God. Guys. Oh my God, it sounds so good. So good. Okay, it sounded a little different, but it's so good. Good for the weekend. Oh my God. Oh. We got it. And I also feel like the drums or something, like, in the background are more intense or something. I'm feeling them more, like, okay. Sounds so good. Sounds so good. Wait. I feel right there where she sings cherry lips, crystal skies. It feels like lighter, her like falsetto there. Like it almost feels like, it's not a falsetto, it's like a head voice. It feels very like lighter, more controlled or something. Like right there, it sounds a little different, but like better. Oh my god, the vocal run there sounds so good. Yes, the little laugh there. It's so good. Oh, go off backing vocal. This song hits so good. I do feel like the is a little less pronounced in this. It's more of like a, it's less of like a and more of a, and I'll write your name. It's like one. I don't know. But either way, this is amazing. This song is so good. If anyone out there says Blank Space isn't a complete bop, like, they need mental help. Yeah, see, they're mixing in, like, the backing vocals way more present, I feel like, than the original. So I can really feel that. Like, it's, I like this version. Yes. Yes. Hitting all the ad-libs in the. Oh, that sounded so good. Right here. Oh, I love that. Nasty Scott. You know how I'm saying? It's like, it sounds like just one this time. Ooh. Whoa. Okay, that was really good. But guys, one of my Stan songs of all time is about to play. I'm going to hear Style TV right now. Style Taylor's version. Hello? Hello? Okay. Already, Welcome to New York and Blank Space was so good. Okay. Guys, this is very important to me. If this song is perfect, I don't even know. Okay. I'm getting emotional. Okay. 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 That fucking guitar, when it comes in, it's the most iconic. Okay. Let's just play it. No! Oh my god. Oh my god. Her vocals sound so good and it's so different at the same time, but like so much better. Okay. That was different. Fade into view. Okay. Holy fuck! She really pronounced fade into view more because that was a big misheard lyric in the original. Was like, people thought it said fake interview. Okay, wait, I gotta... Okay, let's do it again. Backing. Okay. Oh my god. Ooh, and then the backing there came in really good.
Out of style!
Okay. I can breathe. It's gonna be good, you guys. It's gonna be good. Okay. The guitar sounds so good! Take them off. Ooh, that was different. Oh, yeah. It's like, it feels more like mature now. Taking off his clothes. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. This is crazy. That sounded more like angry there. Sorry, I'm going to pause a lot on this one because this is like my Stan song. One of my top, it's either top 5 or top 10 of Taylor. I've never ranked all of my Taylor favorites, so let me know in the comments if I should do that. But it's in top 10, probably top 5. Oh my god, that was so different, but so good. I'm hearing this song for the first time again. I can't. We have to dance. Sorry, I had to dance. Holy shit, you guys. That was crazy. That was insane. That sounded so good. Okay, I survived Style Taylor's version, and it's so good. I also feel like when it goes like, out of style in the background, it's more like, I feel like there's more production on that part. Like, it's almost like you don't even really hear her voice as much. It's more, it feels like a note or something, like, out of style. Maybe it's more harmonies or more echo or something. I don't know. Okay. Whoa. That was great. That was really good. Okay, now we have Out of the Woods. I also am obsessed with this song. Okay, the bridge. Let's go. Oh my God. Yes, it does, girl. It's also so cool just to note that, like, these songs always just have felt like looking back on a relationship. And now she's, like, so far back looking. Like, 8 years or some shit. Like, she's looking back on it singing. Now it's so cool. Okay. Question. Hey. The production of the song still sounds so good. It's still so big and intense. Here we go. Claire, yeah, good. This one sounds a lot like the original. Like almost identical. Like it sounds remarkably the same. Just bigger somehow.
Way out of the woods, yet are we?
Oh, the backing there sounds so good. Her yelling in the background sounds just so much better now. All right, come on, bitch, pull it out. Guys. You can hear the backing one so pronounced. Okay. Did you just assault my ears, ma'am? That bridge sounded so fucking good. Now, with her vocals, it was so much more like guttural or something, or like, I don't even know. It did something crazy to me hearing that. There was like a time before I heard Out of the Woods TV's bridge. Versus after, and now I'm in the era after, and it's just, that was craziness. That was okay. All right, okay, now let's listen to 1989's iconic track 5, All You Had to Do Was Stay. This is one of the most, I guess, strange or different track 5s, because it's very like the production's upbeat, but if you really think about the lyrics, they are pretty vulnerable. Let's get into it. Wait. Go back. Okay. I love this song, by the way. I feel like this song slept on, and you gotta wake up to it, okay? Her vocals sound so much different on this one, but so good. It's like, I don't even know. It's very, like, light. Like, but more like deeper. Does that make any sense? I guess more control. Sounds all good. The harmonies on Stay sound so good. Also, I love the fact that she had a dream where a guy came to her door and she just said all you had to do was stay. And when she said stay, she just envisioned like an orchestra of people or like singing it. Orchestra is not correct, but like a choir of people saying it. And then she turned into a song. Well, how is she dreaming about music like this? This is, it's insane. How does someone exist like that? All you had to do was... Sounds good. The verses sound so good on this one. The verses sound the most different to me. The chorus, again, like, sounds pretty similar. The stay, like, harmonies there do seem a little more, like, powerful. But I can really tell a difference in the verses, and it's a good difference. And in this version of 1989, her backing vocals, I've said this a million times, they're just so much more prominent. You can just hear them, and they're so good. All you had to do was... Yes. All you had to do was... Let me remind you... Okay, that's my favorite part of the song. Okay, let me just take it back. Ooh, not like this. Like, that sounded a little different there, too, but so good. All you had to do was... Oh, back. That was good. Wow, I didn't really notice that in the background there. She's like, ah, like she said, wait, let me take that back again. You can hear more. Okay, hold on. Hear that in the background? That sounds so cool in the back. Like, all you can hear that. She's like, bah. I don't know what exactly she's saying, but I've never noticed it on the original. This is so cool. All you had to do was stay. Great, iconic, 10 out of 10. Okay, so here we go to Shake It Off. So Shake It Off, it's a good song, okay? It's been overplayed so much that I skip it almost every time I listen to 1989. And so let's see if this this new version can make me pop off to it. Because it is a really good song. It's just too much. Everyone's heard it, but okay, let's go. Right off the bat, the drums there, way more. Whoa. Take that back. Sounds so good. The giggle. Play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, hate, hate. Hey, baby, I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. I shake it off, I shake it off. Faker's gonna fake. Oh, God. Fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. The production. So there's so much going on in this song already. And now, like, the production, the backing, you can feel it so much more. It's so cool.
Oops, up as I go. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving.
And how she said, in my mind, felt very like, she went twangy there. And then again, you can hear more pronounced the background vocals of her screaming, shake it off. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. So good. My God. Was that new? And she's like, in the background goes, my God. I don't know. See, I just don't listen to Shake It Off like on repeat like the rest of this album. So it's hard for me to tell the subtle, but I am picking up. So good.
Shake it off, I shake it off, I. You got to.
Okay, that was good. That was real good. And the you got to, like, kind of is different now. Felt more, like, lighter. Like, you got to. And the first one's like, you got to. I know I'm saying the same thing. Okay. Yeah, no, that was good. Okay. I Wish You Would is another one of my favorites on this album. Here we go. This one sounds so different too, but it's so good. Whoa. Okay. Just the production's so much more filled. We're in a crooked love. And a straight line down. Guys, it's good. It's so good. I wish. All right, here's the bridge. Okay. So she slowed down, stand back where you stood, because everyone thought that was, what was the Miss lyric? Stand back wasted. Yeah, everyone thought it said stand back wasted, but I think she changed, slowed that down a little bit. Hold on. Stand back where you stood. Yeah, that's more like pronounced in this one too. I wish. I love this part. It just cuts to her and the guitar. Her voice feels so deeper here. The build up again, so good. Who we're fighting for, I wish you know too much to me, Matt, anymore, and I. How to push my buttons. You come running to stand back where you stood. I wish you would. That was so good. It like was very different, but also not at the same time. So I think her vocals just feel more, a little like deeper and just a little older in this song. You can tell a lot, which is not a bad thing. It's good. It's just different. Like, okay, here we go. Bad blood. Was anyone else hoping that Katy Perry was going to feature on this? That would have been iconic. There's the drop. Sounds so good. Sounds identical so far. Her vocals are so much deeper and intense in this one. It's like the anger. It's more guttural, it feels like. Wow. Get laughing. Yes. Oh, that sounded so fucking good. Hey, stop. The verses sound just completely different, but so good in the same way. But like, it's her vocals are so much more like heavy in this version. All these things will catch up to you in time. So if you're coming my way. The build here is so iconic. This pre-chorus. Yes! Hey, stop! I'm never not gonna say that now. She should have just added stop into it. Okay. But you never let it go. Again, you hear the background backing vocals better. So good. Oh, God. Her vocals are wild. So good. What you've done. Oh, yes, girl. Okay. Okay. I see you, Bad Blood. You pulled it through, okay? Bad Blood is another, like, with Bad Blood and Shake It Off are kind of like the bottom of the album, which does not mean that they're terrible. Like, they're bad songs at all. Like, they're iconic. They're just kind of my, I don't go to them right away when I listen to 1989, but these versions, they good. They good. Okay, Wildest Dreams. Wildest Dreams. This, okay. Actually, we've already heard Wildest Dreams. This already came out. Wildest Dream. What were the ones that came out? In This Love. Okay, Work. Yeah, these ones have already been out. Okay. All right. So just for time, because it's going to be a long video, we'll skip Wildest Dreams. Because I really want to listen to How to Get the Girl. So How You Get the Girl is another one of those, like, underrated songs. And I love it so much. It's such a good song. Like, everything from, like, the vocals, the production, the writing. It's just really cool. I like this kind of, like, a blueprint of, like, just this is what you should have done to get me back. And, okay, I'm so excited for this version. And I hope this version makes people, like, realize how amazing this song is. Yes. It sounds so good, just like the original. This guitar on this song is just, it's so good. I don't understand how, like, you can't be obsessed with it.
That's how it works.
So good. She even got that little like crack in her voice, and she's like, oh. So good. This sounds identical to the original.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that comes later. Oh, that was so different. Whoa, I am. Okay. What? Okay, I gotta listen to that again. Hold on. I'm obsessed with that.
You're my...
That right there makes this version better than the original now. Like, so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. And like the drums and the song, everything's so good.
Worst of four, better.
Oh, that sounded so good. It's so good. I love this part. Just her on the guitar. The guitar sounds so good in this.
Yes. Ever.
Oh, it's so good.
And that's how it works. How you got the girl.
That was good. You could tell she was having so much fun with that song. Just like going off on it. Holy shit. So good. So good. I can't. Okay, so we've heard This Love, which I love, like years ago. This Love and Wildest Dream came out like years ago, I feel like. So good, but I Know Places. I love this song. This is such a good song. Okay, here we go. I. All right. Okay, so the eyes feel a little different. So first of all, the piano in the song is just iconic. Wild. The eye, it felt very more, it was more like a, I don't know, staticky or something.
Okay.
Oh my god, so good. And guns, they are the hunt. This sounds identical to the original. I know places we can. I know places. Ooh. The production feels a little different on this verse. Then don't ever drop it. I love this song too because it just instills anxiety almost, like the way that it's going. It feels very intense, like a thriller. Because, and this is the first time she really kind of openly talked about, at least in her music, having to deal with the media and like being followed and paparazzi and all that stuff. So this is really cool. I just love, this song is just so good. Whoa, so good. I know places. This sounds so good. Oh my god. Okay, I love this part. Oh, so good. That was good. That was really good. Really, the only big subtle differences, like some of the backing vocals were louder, more prominent, and the eye was a little more staticky and like deeper. Guys, it's clean. Okay. Clean. I'm not original in saying that this is one of the best songs ever written. It's so good. I personally can just relate to the song so much on so many levels because I am clean 11 years today off any type of drug. And that'd be so crazy. No, but this April or next April will be 11 years. And so I can relate to this so much of just that aspect, then a relationship that you're just so caught up in and tied in. That's the metaphor of it. And you feel clean of the relationship. So this song has hit me so much. I remember when I first heard this song, like after, because this came out, I think, yeah, it was around the time where I was out of rehab and I was like, I remember hearing it for the first time and just being like, I felt so understood of just everything. And then this song, I've always wanted to run in the rain, like going on a jog in the rain while it's happening, or just be in the rain listening to this song because it feels so, I don't know. Okay, let's just get into it. We got to listen to Clean, Taylor's version. This is also very important to me, as style was, if this is good. Okay. Wow, okay, the instrumentals are a little different. I can't even describe as like what's different about it. Let's keep going. Feels so good. It's like a rattle. Okay, that was a little different. Like the word that, when she's like, the flowers that, she kind of, the other one, she like pronounces the last T in that more. Also, can we talk about the fact that the song You All Over Me was a precursor to Clean? It's just so iconic. Yes. Okay, she hit that perfect with the little like crack in her voice there. So perfect. I love that part so much. Also, the line where it says, hung my head as I lost the war. I really like that because I remember in like meetings, like AA meetings and stuff, I remember hearing like an older guy. This is one of the best like words of wisdom I got. An older guy who's been sober for 30 years or more. And he said, he's like, well, the bad news is you lost the war. But the good news, no, wait, what was that? Okay, let's redo that, sorry. He said, the good news is the war is over. The bad news is you lost. But you gotta get up, you gotta keep going. It doesn't matter, you can't look back, you can't be sad about it, you just gotta keep going. Like, the war's over, you did lose, but now you can rebuild your life. And I kept that, like, gem of knowledge in my head of just being like, yeah, like, even if you lost the war's still over. That's still good. And I just love that line. Okay. Let's go.
Gone was any trace of you. I think I was finally clean.
Song's so good. It's good.
Nothing left to do. In the roof, carry away.
Yeah, this sounds so good. Just like the original. Yes. Oh, that was a little different there. She's like, pouring down. That down was like a little more like intense.
I'm finally clean. So
So good. Ooh, backing vocals again. That is such a good metaphor right there too. And I remember my last ex, we put probably like a month before we broke up, month or two, put flowers in front of like our door. And I remember walking in through the door one day and saw that they were dying. And for some reason I got really emotional and I was like, oh my God. The flowers we'd grown together died of thirst. Like this is, I was like, this, the metaphor in Taylor's song is happening right now. And I'm not okay. Yes, sounds so good. Guys, I'm so happy that this version is so good. And the Imogen feature in that song is just, it's just so good. That was perfect. That was amazing. Okay. I'm a big fan of Wonderland too. All right, let's get into it. That's such a good album closer. All right. But I wonder if Is It Over Now will be an even better closer. Okay, let's go to Wonderland. Sounds so good. Yes. Curious Minds. Yeah. Wait, doesn't she in the original go like, darling, we, or is that later? I don't know. Okay. Yes, pretended it. Okay, that sounded really good. And that's my favorite part of the song.
Wonderland.
Also, the melody of Wonderland is so good. That line there, too in love to think straight, could also be Gaylor theory. We were too in love to think straight, girl. Okay. The build of this pre-chorus is so good. Oh, okay, that's where it is. Oh, darling. Okay, that's that sounded different too, but that's where it was. Okay. Hey.
You and I got. Hey.
Oh, back vocal.
In Wonderland.
What we had. So deep right there. Oh God, so good.
Yes. Can last forever. You and I got lost in it. You and I got lost in it. And could last forever.
Ooh, okay. That was good. I liked that version of it really well. Okay. All right. You Are in Love. This is the song about Jack Antonoff and Lena Dunham's relationship. Okay, let's do it. I do really like this song. I feel like this song slept on as well. It's really good. And it's just so like cute that she wrote it about them. And it doesn't matter that they're not together anymore because it's just a moment in time when they were in love. It's great. The song is so... Sounds just like the original. So good.
There's brush. But you fell.
So good. Song is so atmospheric.
He keeps his word.
Oh, such a good song. The lyrics in the song are iconic. This also, that's like bringing back a lot of older songs like Sparks Fly, like You Kiss on Sidewalks. There's a lot of references throughout this album to her other albums, like there always is. The song is wildly good.
You can feel it on the way home.
I love it. Snow globe round and round. He keeps a picture in his office downtown. That's so good. Where she says silence and it goes silent. Also with this version too, I feel like there's not as big contrast. And did I say album or song? This song. There isn't as big of a contrast between like the chorus and the verses. I feel like in the other one, like the verses were kind of really like production wise back more. And then like it was a huge chorus. This one feels a little more like balanced. Yes, so good.
My kitty.
You can go. She doesn't. So good. I can't, you guys. This Taylor's version of 1989 has been so good. Okay. New Romantics, original. Second album closer. All right, let's go. This song is really good too. I think this is a fan favorite from the album too. Whoa, this feels more of like an echo on her voice. Trust me, mine is better. Yes. Cry tears. Yeah.
Maybe I can build a castle. And I just found it best as you and me. Every day is like a battle.
Break is the national anthem. We sing it proudly. Oh, the backing vocals are like, wah! I heard that.
Hang back. To play my ace. This is like a dream.
Baby, we're the new romantics. Heartbreak is the national anthem. We sing it proudly.
Best people in life are free. And maybe you'll come around with me. People in life are free. Camden. Leave me stranded. It's so.
Yes.
Through with me.
Oh, that sounded different.
Out of all the bricks they threw at me, and every day is like a battle.
Whoa. Okay. Even Annie, my cat, has gotten excited. That was the original deluxe version of Taylor, or of 1989, Taylor's version. Now we're going into the songs from the vault. Okay, that was so good. Overall, like, style lived up to my expectations even more. Out of the Woods did, How to Get the Girl. All of the classics were so good. Everything was so good. Okay. Now we have new songs. We have five new Taylor Swift songs. Okay, let's just get right into it. I can't believe there's new songs. New songs. Okay. Okay. Slut. Quote unquote slut. Taylor's version from the vault. Okay. First of all, flamingos are my favorite animal ever. They're the gayest animal. They're like, hey, all day. Okay. This is already a vibe. Let's do this. Wait, was that like the core? Wait, the melodies though, when it dropped into the melodies, that was crazy. Flamingo Pink, Sunrise Boulevard, Clink Clink, Being This Young Is Art, Aquamarine, Moonlit Swimming Pool, What If All I Need Is You, Got Love Struck, Went Straight to My, yeah, I love that when it got love struck, went straight to my head. I love that melody right there. And then they said, adorned with smoke on my clothes, love lorn and nobody knows. Love thorns all over this rose. My flowers grew back as thorns. All right. They might as well be looking at us. If they call me a slut, you know it might be worth it for once. If I'm going to be drunk, might as well be drunk in love. Work. Okay. Oh. Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love this part. Oh. They call me a slut. Oh. Oh. I love that. Wow. That was not what I was expecting from Sled at all. I did not think it was going to be like a chill, low-key vibe. That was cool. So many references to other things like roses and thorns and whoa. Okay, that was really good. Holy shit, that was really good. Okay, okay. Do we have the lyrics here? Okay, let me look. Okay, so it's the pre-chorus is got love struck, went straight to my head, got lovesick all over my bed, and the chorus is, but if I'm all dressed up, they might as well be looking at us. If they call me a slut, you know, it might be worth it for once. If they call me a slut. I love that. I love okay. Okay. Okay, that was good. All right, say don't go. Whoa, deep voice. Whoa. Mirror ball girlies. Wait, I really like that melody too. Alone. Hold on. Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh, I love this. Yeah. Hello? Hi. Yeah, my 1989 look. I'm on the second vault track. There's only three songs left. Okay. It's really good.
Okay, love you.
All right, love you. Ooh. Wow. Oh, I like that line. Go. Oh, build up.
Bleeding.
I already know the melody.
Screaming. You sing.
Wow.
Bleeding, bleeding.
Wow. That line is crazy. Why'd you whisper in the dark just to leave me in the night? Like whisper in the dark like they were together and being like, hey, like, oh, that is so cool.
I would stay forever if you say don't.
Yeah. Aw.
Say forever if you
Whoa. That was a good one. Okay, That was really good. It felt very like all you had to do was stay, but like more of the angrier version of that. All you had to do was stay is kind of more vulnerable, like a track five. And this one's more like, why couldn't you have just like, it's, yeah, why would you whisper in the dark? Probably that like, I love you, I'm going to be with you, but then just leave. Or whisper in the night, leave me. No, whisper in the dark, leave me in the night. I don't know the lyrics yet, but that was so good. Holy shit. Say don't go. Okay. All right, the next one up is Now That We Don't Talk. Okay. Also, these songs are fitting very well into 1989. Cool. Wow. So deep, her vocals here. Wow. Oh, the melody. Oh, I love this. Oh. Remind myself the way you faded till I left. So she's the one that left. Wow. Okay, now it's kind of like a little pissy. I don't have to do all this now. I like this melody. Nada, da-da, da-da. Okay. Ooh. Whoa. These songs are so short. Holy shit. That was a really good one, though. I really like the melodies of that one. That was cool. Okay. Now that we don't talk. That was cool. I called my mom. That's so relatable and cool. Okay. Suburban Legends. Whoa, that started right off. What? Whoa. Oh, okay. So this is like a back in the day relationship. Okay. So this is kind of, and then it says when I ended up back at our class reunion. So this is like going back to like when they're in high school. Okay. Whoa. I love this melody. I love this. This is interesting. So this, I don't think the song's about her in the 1950s. This is interesting. What is this song about? Guys, tell me in the comments. Wow, I love that. I broke my own heart because you were too polite to do it. Is a wild lyric. Oh. Well, all these are with Jack. Oh. I also like the melody of that, or like the production reminds me of like a Mastermind a little bit. That was cool. I really like that one. That was interesting. I need to listen to that again to fully understand it. But... Wow. Okay. We're on to Is It Over Now?
Okay, you guys?
I'm like mentally exhausted. Okay. Is It Over Now? Whew. Album closer. Already feels intense. I like that. Whoa. Wow. Whoa. 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 Imagery. Okay. This melody is so good. Wow. Wow. What? We're getting a double chorus? Holy shit. That's a different chorus. Change chorus. Okay. Okay. You search. Was it? This is so good. Yes. This song's really good. Oh. Whoa. Okay. Okay. That was 1989 Taylor's version. Holy hell. Okay. That original, that new song right there, the last one, was so good. I don't know what my favorites are of the vault. I need to really break down these vault tracks and like, I'll probably put out a video later of me like breaking down each vault track after I listened to it a bunch of times, but I mean, Say Don't Go was really good. Is It Over Now, though? Girl, Is It Over Now? Slut was, I mean, they're all amazing, obviously, but God, Is It Over Now is iconic. That was a really good song. Holy shit. Okay. I mean, she did it. She turned it out again. We got a great Taylor's version. I need to go like recover and listen to it 1,000 times. Let me know what you guys thought in the comments. Remember, go over to Patreon to watch the full unedited reaction. And okay. Bye.